Winston City Council, June 2nd, 2025.
Councillor Cunningham.
Here.
Councillor White. Councillor Hobson.
Here.
Councillor Wiggins.
Nothing yet.
Nothing. Okay. Are there any adjustments to the agenda?
None, Your Honor.
Okay. We will be suspending the council meeting. And Mr. Hobson will take over.
I'd like to call to order the Urban Renewal Agency meeting. Called to order. This is a required public hearing to accept public input on issues not related to land use. We'll have a motion to open the public hearing.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion seconded to open the public hearing, so I will open the hearing. This is a public hearing on the proposed Winston Urban Renewal Agency 2025-2026 budget.
This needs to be up there.
Okay, Mr. President, a vote will need to be taken on motion.
Open here. Do I have all in favor of the public?
Aye.
Aye.
Nobody opposed? Okay, we're good. Okay, so I will open the public hearing. Proposed Winston Urban Renewal Agency Budget 2025-26. Public hearing process. This is a required public hearing to accept public input on issues not related to land use.
I'll have any documents supporting that fact.
Excuse me?
I don't have any documents to supporting what we're trying to vote on.
It's right up here.
Well, I can't see it from here.
You're welcome to come up front and you can see right there. We're gonna change this, but we haven't gotten it done yet. So that we don't like that either.
Here.
But please come up here. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Open the hearing, staff report, Ann Munson, Finance Director.
Yes, so it's not a staff report. We're going to go through the information. This is a summary of the urban renewal budget for the 25-26 fiscal year. This is as approved by the Urban Renewal Agency at our last budget committee meeting. So this, again, is just a summary of all of those numbers. Thomas, we don't have the full screen up there. We've only got.
Sorry, I was going to scroll.
Okay, so our total resources, all revenues, beginning fund balance, we got some interest income of $600,000 and the revenue from property taxes of $280,000 for a total revenues, $846,850. No, that's not urban renewal. I apologize. That's not urban renewal. You guys, that's the city. There you go.
Councilor Williams is not going to make it.
There we go. We kind of, can we move it over a little bit to the left? Thank you.
We must have had an earthquake. Everything was burnt.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go. So we have total resources, $846,850. For expenditures, we have materials and services, $26,600, capital outlay, $780,250, and all other expenditures, $40,000. Those would be those grants that we'd set aside money for the facade grants. Total requirements, $846,850. There's no long-term debt or short-term debt on this. On the urban renewal. Any questions?
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Basically, it's debt free.
So, it pays for itself. Do we have any out of meeting or conflict of interest disclosures by the council?
No.
Okay. Public statements. Public statements in opposition? Anybody?
Need a little more time to review it to be able to make any opposition.
It was printed in the newspaper, and it was also all of this was at the budget committee meeting.
Yeah,
those are the procedures for it.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, to be able to debate it, you'd have to do a little review of it. And I don't get a newspaper because.
We have a copy. Anytime anybody wants one, there's a copy here and part of the publication as well. We have a copy here at City Hall that anybody can get anytime during regular business hours.
Well, it's time to start getting them.
Okay. Well, this is an annual thing, but absolutely stop by. We have copies.
Public statements in favor. Anybody? in general. Council questions or comments? We'll have a motion to close the hearing.
To make a motion to close the hearing.
Have a motion to close the hearing. In a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I will adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, sir. Back over here to this side. Okay, I call back to order the City Council meeting. Proposed City of Winston 2025-2026 budget. Ms. Munson.
Okay, so you have the LB1, which is the summary again for this one for the City of Winston for the 25-26 fiscal year. And you're going to have resources from everything from the fees that we collect, federal and state, other grants, revenue. We have some potential revenue from debt, which is going to be our DEQ loans, some transfers between funds, all other resources, and the current year property taxes, $1,505,000, for a total resources of $16,820,238. And then under our expenditures, we have personnel expenditures, $4,687,046. Materials and services, $2,979,726. Capital outlay, $6,387,057. Debt service, $168,086. Interfund transfers between the funds, $575,532. $12,200 in contingencies, and unappropriated for reserve for future expenditures, $2,591 for a total requirements or expenditures of $16,820,238. Again, these numbers are all as approved by the City of Winston Budget Committee at our last meeting. Then we have the breakdown for the different funds, the amounts for each fund. General fund, $4,288,152. Street and drainage, $891,776. The sewer fund, $7,624,738. The reserve fund, $2,393,223. The wastewater treatment facility, $1,434,049. The community center, $118,300. And the transportation fund of $70,000. And then the last very important piece of this is the tax rate, which we do not change and has not changed in the 20-some years that I've been here. It's 4.2718 per $1,000 of assessed value. And we do have current loans. Again, these are the sewer loans. Currently, the balance starting 7-1 is $1,633,710. And we have authorized but not incurred the debt of $4 million for $4 million for next fiscal year. That is that $4 million DEQ loan, of which $2 million will be forgiven. Right. Half of that.
Perfect, Dan. Thank you very much. Are there any conflict of interest disclosures from the council?
No.
Public statements in opposition. Public statements in favor.
About public questions.
It's next, in general.
I'm sorry, but...
Can you go to the podium for us and give us your name and address?
My name is Willie Call, 11168 Collins Road, Winston, Oregon. And where is public safety?
It's in the general fund.
It's in the general fund. And then do we own our own plant or doing how are we progressing on plant upgrades? Sewer plant.
That's
that
in
was
there.
Up, was in there.
That was in there.
It's in the sewer fund.
That's enclosed in one whole area.
Where?
Right there. The sewer
drainage fund?
Yeah. No, the one.
No.
Winston Green Wastewater Treatment.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
We own our own treatment plant.
Yes.
We share.
We share.
Okay. I don't know. I'm brand new, so I'm asking.
Welcome.
And then transportation.
Mm-hmm. It's in there.
$70,000.
Got it.
That's all I have.
Thank you very much. I just have a question.
I don't know.
Okay. Council, do you have any questions or comments?
Just one. This is a really difficult budget to put together because, as you know, the inflation rate and everything has really been hit the pocketbooks really bad. Where we have a ceiling on what we could have in property tax, the inflation has been exceeding that. And so we are not the only city that's having some pretty difficult problems in meeting our goals. And then also just one other thing too, is that when you see a cost up there, you know, like for the treatment plant, okay, it's a 50-50 deal with the green district sanitary. So if they have, let's say, a $10,000 piece of item, okay, we split the cost 50-50. In other words, they pay five and we pay five.
Okay, so it's not a county. It's not a county run treatment plant.
It's a district. It's okay. Like with the water company.
The water company is its own entity. That has nothing to do with the city.
Okay.
I just thought I'd clarify that. You raised a good question.
Yeah. I wasn't sure, so when in doubt, ask. You know.
There you go, sir. Thank you very, very much.
That's what we want. We want people to ask questions so we can explain what's going on. So thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and at this time, we shall close the hearing.
Make a motion to close the hearing.
I second.
Perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Sorry,
Lisa. No, you're here. Okay, consent agenda. Has everybody read the minutes for the workshop in the city council?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a motion to approve?
I so move.
And second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Okay, now is the time for comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda is welcome to address the city council as a whole. Please address for the record. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Does anybody have anything to say? Go ahead. Back to the voting, please.
My name is Willie Call. I live at 168 Collins Road.
Hey, Willie.
And I would like to know what's going on with the culvert. It's on, I want to say Charles Road, but it's not. It's Brockway Road.
Brockway.
I'd like to see the improvements and understand what improvements are going to be done between your city and the Douglas County as far as keeping the water off my driveway.
That is something that Public Works would address. And I'm not sure.
I've seen a bunch of people out there. I've seen a bunch of people doing spray painting and marking. And everybody's like they're in the process of doing something, but nobody's doing nothing.
Well,
please, Andy.
Yeah, that's a good question. The water district actually called in locate for a force point of their water main they want to do out there on Brockway. So that locate you saw out there on Brockway was for water from the water district. And the city will be doing an evaluation at some point for step systems out there, so we'll see some more locates. But that section is county maintained for the drainage.
I know it's county maintained, I get the same answer every time I talk. It's county maintained, and we don't have no idea what the county's doing. And they should be they should clean out the culvert at least. You know, I mean, and make some kind of drainage, but there's none. Everybody's doing all these measurements, but no action's been taken.
Have you reported your? Have you actually?
Oh yes.
Property? Have you reported that to the county?
Yes. Yes.
And what has the county told you?
I reported it to the city.
To the city.
Reported. And the city told me they're contacting the county, just like you told me, and everything's taken care of because the city's taking care of it to the county, and I should wash my hands with it because the city's in charge right now. And now I got still got nothing.
Well, if you, I tell you what, if you get to me after the meeting, give me your phone number, I will we'll discuss what follow up on that.
I see everybody doing measurements and doing stuff, and all the way down the drainage ditch that's going is there, and there was, so far, nothing's been done. And all it takes is a little backhoe down the freaking drainage ditch to clear it out. Ain't that tough.
Well, you can get with Andy after the meeting, and he'll help set everything up for you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Andy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Andy.
You're back.
Okay. Anybody else?
Is this open for just the general questions of everything?
Yes.
Frank Peach, 90 Hart Street.
Mr. Peach?
We were in here a month and a half ago discussing the Red Barn or the drug house. Is that still going to be up for vote?
No.
Why not?
Because it was removed from the agenda. It was removed from the, we had a line item for the ballot, and it was made a motion, and it was removed.
May I address that?
Sure.
Basically what it was is that there would be a fee of $10,000. $10,000. That's what was budgeted. If it was going to be a short off-season election, there'd be no charge if it was a midterm election or a general election.
Right.
So therefore, it was put forth by myself, okay, the committee, is to make sure that we have it either in the midterm election, preferably. The general election is too far out. We're going to save the city up to $10,000. So in that respect, the vote was not, shall we say, canceled. It was just removed into $10,000. So they could be done in the midterm for no charge and save the city $10,000.
Okay, but it still has to be brought forward to a vote, correct?
No.
It's not something.
Mayor, if I may?
Yes, please.
Just explain. There's been a litany of history on this, Frank, and I appreciate the question. It's been a tough decision for the council. It's been a little bit gut-wrenching, some of the history on this. But Councilor Cunningham is correct. It costs money to put it on the ballot, to put it out to the vote. It costs, we got a quote for about $9,200 because we're the only jurisdiction that would be having something on the ballot during that cycle, and the county clerk's office is not going to do it for free. So we put those monies in there as part of the proposed budget. During the budget committee process, the budget committee as a whole, which is made up of more members than just the council here, decided that they would pass a motion to remove or defund that line item because of an array of reasons, an array of factors, we'll call it. Then sometime after that, as essentially collateral damage of the budget and the deficiencies that we saw from trying to balance our budget, and it was not easy. It came with a lot of hardships, and there were a lot of projects that are really needed that had to be taken out because there's just the monies are not there. So the council decided to look for every additional revenue source that we can, including the taxation we would get on recreational marijuana dispensaries. So it's being entertained right now at the local level, at the planning commission level. You can come to those meetings, and that will be open to the public.
I will.
Yes. So that's the process as it stands now. It'll go through the public hearing process with the planning commission and then eventually make it back to the council by virtue of ordinance.
So in other words, even though we voted it out, if it's decided that, well, we're just going to do it because we need the money, something that's not good for the area, we're going to put in, whether we want it or not, even though we voted it out.
Well, I make no assertions to if it's good or bad. Winston needs the money desperately.
Okay, so let's find good things for our town. Good things for our kids. Things that aren't drug related. Showing our kids that we agree that it's okay to be a druggie. It's okay to have drugs. I don't want my kids to see that I would ever say that it's okay. It's not overdoing it. Nope.
Yeah, and
that's not something we need.
Those are not conversations that necessarily city staff can venture into. We are simply making a statement that it's out of necessity that the city has to look for every additional revenue source to keep up. Expenditures are outpacing revenues. We have to be able to...
Tax dollars are more important than people.
But again, I can't...
Okay. So for what it's worth, Frank, I agree with you. Like, it's not something that I want to see in the city.
Really?
But the biggest challenge that we're having is we need the money. And we can either pay out the money to put it to vote, or we can kick it down the road and put it to vote. But we're going to have to make the tough decision to either cut a service, reduce a service, or worst case scenario, fire somebody. And that's the worst thing that we want.
Fired. That's not what I'm trying to get at.
Right. So we're trying to find the revenue to support the city.
Okay. So how much revenue you're getting right now from it?
Zero.
We don't get anything right now. We don't have one.
Right.
Perfect. So, then you got nothing to worry about.
So we have a lot. But we would love to have.
Sir, please.
But I respect your guys' opinion. And I don't want you to think that it's falling on deaf ears, because I 100% hear you. And it's not something that I necessarily want to see in the city. But it's here, whether we like it or not. Whether there's a dispensary here or not, people are still spending that money, and they're still bringing it into the city. And that's where it's tough, is okay. Right, we're leaving that money on the table.
And they get it online, they get it from
Wherever they get it.
Yes, they do. CBD, to exactly the words you used to me last time, was the CBDs. And the CBDs you can get online.
Frank, no matter what, it's still here, right? So, and I can tell you, I'm not going to go to that store. I'm not going to spend my money there. I'm not going
to
support it.
I don't want my children to even see it. I don't want
but the problem is, if your kid goes anywhere in Oregon, they're going to see it.
But our town's a nice little town. And
it's a beautiful little town, and we want to make sure that we have that revenue to support the city.
I lived in Nevada with a Brian Burning Man.
Uh-huh. Okay? And we're going to set.
I'm telling you right now, 1 month out of the whole year, you did not go to town. You did not leave your home. It was horrifying.
And that
you're
we're gonna
running in the and same.
And Frank, yes. We're gonna have different regulations that we're gonna put into place. So there's gonna be regulations on where the dispensary can be, what the dispensary can advertise, and so on. So we're gonna make it as discreet as possible. Where ideally you wouldn't know what it was unless you walked in.
Exactly.
And we're gonna put
good
those
things to bring in. Not these things.
Well, if you have a better solution,
we would love to hear.
There are lots
hear.
Of things.
What
bring
them.
Doesn't have.
Bring
we
them.
Just don't have anything.
What are,
for
what,
our kids.
But so the challenge is, so you say, let's bring in an arcade.
Yeah.
For example, that costs money. It requires somebody to run an arcade. It's not something the city has in the capacity to run. For free.
We don't have the capacity to even give them the money to come into town.
Right. So that's the challenge. We want a water park. We don't want our sewer lines breaking on us. We want to maintain. Right. So we have to find that money somewhere. And the last thing that we want to see is somebody lose their job because we kicked this down the road. So we're trying to find a solution.
Mayor, if I may, there will be public hearings on this.
Yes,
for the benefit of the public, you can come out. There will be a planning commission public hearing on legislative amendments or code changes introducing that particular use. In addition to that, there will be a public hearing at the council level. There are many, many checks and balances associated with this for the benefit of the audience. And then after that, there's a 30-day appeal period on the ordinance. If folks feel so inclined or strongly enough. But in addition to that, during the course of those meetings or during the course of our regular council meetings, we are looking for every idea. we're as staff, and I think as council too, we're banging our heads against the wall trying to figure out every additional revenue source, because it's about Winston. It's about sustaining our services that we have. So we want to acknowledge the sensitivity of it. This has been talked about for lots of meetings now. And the council has really tied themselves into knots on this.
And we do value your opinion, Frank. Like it is something that we're, it's keeping us up at night, I promise you. It's not, it hasn't been an easy decision.
Okay, do I get a few more minutes? Because I got another question. Okay, we discussed the RV parks and the new, or the added tax for, what
tourist
do they call it?
Yeah. The tourist.
No, it's not a tourist. It's a
Transient room tax. That, those potential changes haven't even made it to the council level. They're still kind of in their infancy, and we're still trying to figure out. Yeah, we're still trying to figure out what those would look like, but all of that is attached to public health and safety. As we know from the flood event, a couple of the RV parks were hit pretty hard. And some of those provisions are meant to, you know, essentially keep people safe, ensure the fact that they can, their units will remain quick disconnect and road ready. It all runs in concert with that, but it's going to be a little time before, if we do entertain an ordinance, if we'll have one ready or what that looks like.
Okay. Well, as long as we still have time, because I'm very interested. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peach. You have a blessed day. Okay. That's what I say at work. Oh, anybody else? Okay. Reports. Boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Douglas High School, we have no girls today.
It don't appear so. They're getting close to getting out of school.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Administration for department reports. Mr. McIntosh.
Mayor, members of council, members of the evening, real quick, just a couple things. We talked about this a little bit prior to the meeting, but the LOC, or the League of Oregon Cities Conference, that's this coming October in Portland. The sponsorships have opened, so at your convenience, we forwarded the application process to you. If you'd like assistance, of course, Cindy or myself is more than willing to take you through that. That would essentially cover, there was four areas it listed. It was the fee to get in. It was a lodging fee up to 3 days. It was a vehicle fee or the gas. And then I think the membership dinner at the end, I think, was the fourth one. So all of those could potentially be covered. They have up to $40,000 this year, don't they, Mayor?
Yes, they did. They raised it to $40,000 because of the 100-year anniversary.
Yes. So that is very, we're very optimistic. Of course, we have put the funding into the budget so that we can ensure that you folks can go, those that can make it. That's the third week of October in Portland.
Are you going to be able to go?
I'm not sure. I'll be back yet.
Okay. And Dory and I are going to share a room, so that will save money there, too.
Great.
And it'll be my birthday.
You must have a swing.
She's at home right now.
Second item, Mayor, if I may, the follow-up to the community goal-setting session is June 14th at 11 a.m. at the community center.
Yes.
I think that the folks that accompany that meeting or attend it, as well as the council and staff, will notice a really nice enhancement of that room. Mm-hmm. All the carpet's been turned over. The new projector has been installed, so we can actually see something on that screen. It'll really be something. So I haven't tested out the projector yet. I haven't seen it. Public Works has, but the carpet really came together, tied the room together really nice. I think you'll be pleased. I think the community will be pleased with that.
I'm excited about the screen being. Everybody can see it.
Yeah. Yes. The last time we did this for the community, we put a template up for goal setting, and we had an orange border, and it looked gray when we put it up there. So I don't know if you can recall how poor that was, but I think we'll be able to see it now. The third item I have for you, and I'm really excited about this, I have to give kudos to Public Works. Another detriment of the flood, the boat ramp,
yes,
the Marine Board over there, really dislodged a lot of things and caused some dysfunction over there. Andy and Public Works contacted the Marine Board and got approved for a $25,000 grant to repair and to put a lot of that stuff back into place. Some of the in-water work, we got to get more permits for that, but this grant is associated with up top, near the bathroom, all of the gabion rock, all of those things. So huge kudos to Andy and his crew for being so proactive, reaching out. Nice folks. They came down, met us on site. We went through it, and they sent us the approval letter, and we got approved for it. So your next meeting, you will see a resolution for an acceptance. But because of time, how time-sensitive this is, the contractors have got to get out there this month. They got to get going on that.
What about the sign? Because it got washed away. Do we have to provide another sign?
No, we actually didn't. We didn't do that sign. That was the ODOT installed that sign. So that's going to be something we reached out to ODOT and passed that on to.
I thought that the city.
No. ODOT installed the sign.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Andy, did you have anything to add to the?
No, I think you did a good job. Everybody did a good job. Staff kind of went together and worked out quite well.
So $25,545.
$25,545.
Nice. Marine Board grant.
So that will take care of the bathrooms.
That'll do everything up on the access, the road.
Some of that. We'll
extend around.
No, that'll be later. Right now, because we got to do in-water works permits for that type of stuff. When we just don't have the monies right now. We have a little bit of a window. We have till the end of this month, this fiscal year. That's really
right now.
Yeah, we just have to get it. You know,
you're spending. Yeah,
yeah. The state. You know, that's the state monies. They just have their window. We just have to hit it. Is all.
Got it.
The last item I have for you for the body of the council is the June sewer newsletter. I did email it to you because there's been some challenges on it making it to all of you. But this last month before the potential increase, staff decided to focus, of course, on a before and after of a street and sewer project that we did, Northeast Darrell. Came out really nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I went over there at the tail end of Black Pearl finishing it up, and just these guys did a phenomenal job. Yeah. Tried to talk to some citizens out there that were just kind of looking at some of the work being done. But it's a big thing. That's $1,068,000 to do. There was three projects included in that, so Northeast Darrell didn't encapsulate the whole thing, but it was our big street and sewer project this year. Yeah, so it's a big thank you to the Winston citizens putting their money in so we can put it back into the community and renew things and enhance them. That's all I have for you. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much. Are you just about done with that?
We are. We're going to put a bow on that here very soon, and then we'll wrap up Tumlin and put this thing to bed and move on to the next one.
Move on to something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Tumlin is about
that. Tumlin, well, here soon.
Go ahead and go up to the podium, please.
I'm sorry, I missed your question. Will they call? I was just curious about the all the sidewalks and the easement ramps. They look great, they're doing a great job, but some go nowhere. So is that for a future, or is it just because it needs to be there?
Yeah, that's, of course, an ODOT project, and they're going to be coming all the way from basically Abraham all the way to I-5.
Right.
So they'll be going in through Green, so they're doing all the ADAs, all the crosses, and they'll come back through and pave and clear everything up, do some signals and different other things. So
I'm just curious. Yep. That's all. Yeah.
Yep. No, it's,
I've seen a bunch of them, and they're doing a great job. Don't get me wrong, but it's just kind of, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't beyond it. Yeah.
And they're going to be done by graffiti weekend, right?
Yeah, they'll have everything. They've kind of worked on a schedule. They're aware of our events and things like that. So.
And most of them will be done at night, so get some earplugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Being a lot of night.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, old business, none. New business. New business license, gifts by Gail. We need a motion to accept.
Mm-hmm.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Please let Ms. Johnson know. Set council workshop dates if necessary.
None at this time, Your Honor.
Okay. Resolution number 25-1185, Looking Glass Creek Pump Station Evaluation. Ms. Sardi?
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Resolution number 25-1185, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Media Development, LLC, for an engineered evaluation of the Looking Glass Creek Pump Station for an amount not to exceed $35,000.
Okay, staff report, Mr. Andy.
Mayor, Council, members of the audience, community, good evening. So Look Glass Creek was built in 2006. Mm-hmm. It basically provides service to the western part of the city of Winston. There's several deficiencies at that station. We have electrical issues going on. We have control issues going on that requires an evaluation of the station itself. We know that the last flood event, that we know that that thing went underwater, so we have an issue there that we have to address. Part of it, with working with Medea, we'll do an evaluation, a pre-design report. It'll call out the immediate needs of the station, and it'll call out future needs of the station. So, for the pumps, for the electrical, and we just had a fault. We just got contact from PPNL last week. We have an anomaly going out there with the power feed to the station. Because we were kind of figuring out why are we having these electrical things. So part of this evaluation and the pre-design report will identify what the electrical situations are. How high do we need to raise this thing? Do we maybe need to relocate it? So all these things, this pre-design report will cover that. Then it will provide the city with the immediate response we need to do and then a list of things that we can look at doing in the future. But that's the scope of this work. And the engineering budget is $35,000 for the project.
Okay. So we have a possibility that could turn into a very expensive project.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So part of this design work going through DEQ that'll trigger any funding opportunities. Again, we'll be able to scour that, but we're not able to go to that step until we have that engineered design. We'll have that one, we'll have that tool, and then we can go out and reach out and see what we need to do. So,
I remember.
Andy, one other quick question. Since it was flood-related, is there any possibility of getting emergency funding for that through FEMA or any other agency?
Mayor, Council, if I may, yes. Sometime back, just after the flood, the council, by virtue of resolution, passed a state of emergency. The rest of the county did, too, most of the jurisdictions, including Douglas County. Douglas County being the first, really on the same detrimental day. But, yes, the FEMA recovery funding would allow us to recover funding, anything associated with the flood that caused a detriment to public infrastructure. And Looking Glass Creek Pump Station is certainly no exception to that. Andy and his crew and myself, we were out there on that day and witnessed it in person, how far it was underwater. And we were pleased at first because it was still cranking away. But then, sure enough, shortly after that, it dialed out and just we were bypass pumping for, 2 weeks? Which runs our bill up, certainly. So all of that, we are going to quantify every bit of it we can to try to get some recovery funding for the situation over there.
I just read in OPB last Friday that the governor had finally gone to FEMA and requested disaster funding. So that's a good point.
Yeah.
I have a question, though. So FEMA would help get the pump station back to where it's doing this job where it's at. But if we had to move it, FEMA probably wouldn't help us do that, right?
The recovery funding, yes, is supposed to be a no-net change. But I mean, there were glaring deficiencies with it to start with, which, of course, you get a situation like this, it tends to exacerbate it. Part of what the engineer is going to do is going to look at how viable is that option versus, at the very least, elevating it and upgrading some very needed components to it, if not. But we are going to put our FEMA recovery package together as robust as we can, to get as much funding as we can.
Okay, comments from the audience. And council action, we need a motion to pass resolution 25-1185.
I make the motion to pass resolution 25-1185.
And a second.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Okay, now we have resolution number 25-1186, Parkway Pump Station Evaluation. Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 25-1186, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Media Development, LLC, for an engineered evaluation of the Parkway Pump Station for an amount not to exceed $17,000.
Okay, staff report, Andy.
Mayor, Council, members of the audience, and community members, good evening again. This was a Parkway Pump Station. The original station was built in 1979. The new facility was built in 2004. The Parkway Pump Station is our major station for wastewater conveyance. Critical piece of infrastructure for us. But the system itself over there is in pretty good overall condition, but we have some deficiencies that have come up. This phase of work now will address the final KSB pump that's in there. There was originally, and I'll just give a little bit of back history to the station. The original station was built to handle INI, heavy inflow. There was 300 horse pumps in there, and they're all the same size. They pumped all the same, but very hard to control. So one of the upgrades has been, I believe, a total of three, and I believe the mayor was aware of.
Yes, I was.
So we've had, I believe it's been three upgrades up there. So right now we currently have a 30-horse pump up there, an 85, and the original KSB pump. That KSB pump is no longer, they no longer produce that model of pump. The other two that were originally there have been scrapped out and built and used to keep this third one operating. So that is no longer, the parts are gone off the other two, they're scrapped out. So this one's the last one in the station. So part of this evaluation will be to get this final pump updated up, switched over to a flight pump, and with some new VFDs. There's two VFDs that are original VFDs to the station, so we'll look at updating the VFDs, updating the pump, so we'll have current pumping toward the station. And then the other part of this thing will be a kind of a site evaluation, security, access, things like that. So this phase of the project will basically be engineering to come up with a design for that third pump and replace that KSB. And staff does recommend the approval for the statement of work for that phase one work in the amount of $17,000 for the engineering.
Thank you. And let me clarify, I was on the city council when we put that last one in.
Yeah.
Were those letters ever sent out to the homeowners?
I believe they were. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It was people along there that where they put it. People had their decks and fences and hot tubs and things along the property line, and the only person that did not is the person's yard that we bored underneath to put it in. So I was hoping that it was done. Okay, comments from the audience. And council action, do I have a motion to accept resolution 25-1186?
So moved.
And a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Okay. Perfect. Resolution number 25-1187, Winston Sanitary Rate Increase. Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 25-1187, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, amending Exhibit A of Ordinance number 21-697 and approving an 8% rate increase for solid waste collection by Winston Sanitary Service.
And presentation by Mr. Steve Evans of the Winston Sanitary.
Hello, I'm Steve Evans from Winston Sanitary, and like everybody else, we're facing quite a few difficulties in operation. Couple examples, I just got a new estimate on a new truck, And 2 years ago, the truck was $360,000. Mm-hmm. This truck is $459,000 for the same truck. Mm-hmm. Parts, a turbo, 5 years ago was between $2,000 and $3,000. Same turbo right now is right at $6,000. The other thing we're facing, insurance costs. The year before last, we had a 24% increase in insurance costs. This last year was 20% increase. Almost 50% increase in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, last year we really should have done a little bit of a rate increase. And we passed. We were hoping things were going to level out a little bit. They did not. One of the worries was fuel. Fuel did level out, but these other costs have way went above what the fuel was the problem. The other one is labor. Has went up quite a bit just to keep your workers working. And unfortunately, by putting it off last year, it made this one a little bit more of an increase and stuff. It has been approved through the county already on the county side. I try to keep my rates the same between the county and the city because then that keeps my operation costs down and stuff because I can run the same rates throughout. And that's actually to the city's advantage because the city's further away than most of my county stuff. You know, my major port of the county is in Green, which is closer to the dump. So the operation costs, as it goes out, it's more. But, you know, that's my main reasoning. It's no different than everybody else is facing.
What kind of truck is $400,000?
The automated trucks. Mm-hmm. Between, it's a Peterbilt with the garbage back, you know, and the arm that reaches out and dumps it with all the hydraulics and the electronics in them. The reasoning behind it going up that much is not there. I'm right with you. But that is what it's an actual quote that they've given me on the same truck.
Yeah, I noticed that there's several hydraulic leaks.
Yep. And that's something we fight in the summertime. You know, our hydraulics get worked very much. You know, we keep our systems up and new hoses all the time and everything else, and it's just, I can't predict which hose is going to go where. All I can do is take care of it when it happens. We actually purchased a street sweeper, so, you know, we can get on it and get the floor sweep down, and we're not relying on a rental company to get a sweeper in now and stuff. We can handle that ourselves. So, as many of you saw down on Winston Section last year, we spent quite a few hours sweeping that up before we got a sweeper.
I will have to say that you guys have done a great job on, I know that, you know, you calling us now, we do have an issue. They've been really good about that. They have their material on board. They're very cognizant of the storm, keeping it out of the storm. Been great to work with as far as that goes. So I just want to share that.
Appreciate it. Behind the scenes. We have to work together, so that's, we want it to work right too.
Yep.
Mayor, if I may, Council, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time talking about this now, but we know that there's some changes coming July 1st afterwards in terms of collection efforts on materials. And that's been just kind of a snowball. It's been a running effort by the state. And Steve knows all the intricacies a lot better than we do, but we've been working together to try to make sure that Winston Sanitary is part of DEQ's Category A list, which means he can approach supplemental funding a little more aggressively, and he'll be more eligible. His operation will be more eligible for, because it's a lot of additional requirements, and it may require him to bring those materials of a more excessive distance to a specific suitable site. But at some point, it might be good for you to fill in the council on the details on that.
I'd be glad to do that. It has to do with the recycling and stuff. They're going to change the rules and stuff on the recycling, but they also are providing some funding and stuff with it. And, of course, you know, I can't just jump out and do a bunch of get a new truck and new driver and everything. Otherwise, all that cost would be coming to you guys. We're trying to do it with the steps and through the system of DEQ. So we can provide the service without the cost coming with it. Eventually, some of the costs will trickle down, because we all know they start the programs, and then usually the funding cuts off at some point. But as far as the startup cost, which is expensive because you're talking about trucks and containers and extra everything, that will be funded by them and stuff. So it's all going to come in steps. So, you know, eventually there will be more recycling provided.
Thank you.
So basically you're talking approximately $4 increase.
Yep.
It depends on which service, yeah.
On the
per container?
Yeah.
But that's for 3 month billing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
$1 a month, yes.
$55.50 plus 8% was $59.94.
Yes. So.
Yeah, mine goes up $8 a month. $1,200 a year already.
Yeah, on the commercial ones.
Okay, commercial. Okay.
How much will it go down once we go to recycling?
Well, I still have the same.
It'll be less trash. It'll be a different container. So.
Okay.
But you can go to a smaller container if you need. If your use goes down, then your cost will go down. Because instead of using a 65-gallon can, you'll be able to put your stuff in a 35-gallon can.
Are you an independent contractor, or do you work for the city?
I'm independent.
Thank you.
Okay, any other comments from the audience? Council action. I need a motion, please.
I make a motion that we approved number 25, 1187.
And a second? Perfect. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There we go.
Thank you.
And this starts next month or July 1?
No, I was trying to get it July 1, but honestly, it's probably going to be September.
Oh,
because yes. I bill in 3 month periods, and it'd be too hard to get it started before then. So even though I need it July 1st, the start is probably going to be a couple months out before I can get it situated.
I'll look for it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, resolution number F. Resolution number 25-1188, agreement with the Jeremy Hunt Building Company for Police Evidence Building. Read by Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 25-1188, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Jeremy Hunt Building Company, LLC, for the construction and completion of the Police Department Evidence Room.
And a presentation staff report by Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. Good evening again, members of the audience. The chief isn't here this evening to essentially do his victory lap, so you'll have to celebrate for him in terms of this process and where we are. It's been a little bit of a long process, including identifying the funding source, but it's all came together, and it's really going to help augment the police evidence process, bring all of those materials in one location. We are also going to be bringing something before the Urban Renewal Board as well, because it was funded through that particular expenditure source. But we did a bid process. We received two bids. We were hoping for three, but we received two bids. The other one was SNR Construction, and that was in the amount of about $172,000 and change, I think $133,000. The low bid that meets the city's criteria and all of the bidding criteria is $146,500 from the Jeremy Hunt. And he's done some projects in the city before, the pavilion over the community center, also the covering at the PD. So he's done really good work. And so that particular agreement will come before the city at the pleasure of the council over the course of the next week or two. It typically doesn't take very long to sign those. And then it will just be figuring out a time and date to start that project. So very happy. The budget for this is $180,000. So the low bid being $146,000 leaves some comfortability in there. Happy to take any questions.
Didn't we ever find out why it was $30,000 less than the other bid?
That's what they bidded. I mean, it's a moving target what contractors are going to bid.
That's the lowest bidder, not the highest bidder.
Right. Yeah. The higher one was 172.
Well, in the analysis, it says highest bidder, so I wanted to make sure we're getting the
Oh, no, no. This is the lowest. My apologies. That might have been a misnomer there.
There you go. Okay. Any comments from the audience? All right. None seen. Council action. I need a motion, please.
I make a motion that we approve resolution number 25-188.
And a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Perfect.
I would like to say something about that, though. We hear so much from the police department, I didn't understand until he came up and told us what the new requirements are. Is it 10 years or more that we have to keep, like, someone's in an accident or something with someone being killed? You have to have barbed wire, you have to have the cantina wire, not counting all the things that we have to keep for. It's over 10 years, isn't it?
So something like what we just saw, which is a fatality.
Yeah.
You have vehicles that are associated, they're evidence. They have to be retained throughout the course of the trial. And there are certain cases, felony related, if not, the chief can fill you in at a later time. But some of it's permanent retention. You got to hold on to it forever. Others, it has a timestamp of that regard. But the important thing is having a location that is secure, that's visually obstructed, and that is monitored by the city, under full control of the city. That part is really imperative.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Did we reach out to the fire department about that issue I spoke with you?
We did. I talked to you on Friday. The chief wasn't there. I talked to him today, and he is going to talk to Rob Bullock. I don't know that he did this afternoon, but we sat down and had a meeting today, and we're going to look into that option. What the mayor is alluding to is, with those two vehicles, what we were looking at, and any future type of endeavors, where we may need to house those types of things, the mayor came up with, well, maybe we can approach the fire district on their secure area behind their facility, which is absolutely worthy of vetting out.
And it's already secured.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see through it. It would be perfect. Save us some money, too.
Yep.
Well.
Definitely looking into it.
Thank you. Okay, upcoming agenda items, the 24-25 supplemental budget resolution.
That is for the Marine Board grant.
Okay, and the 25-26 budget resolution.
Mm-hmm. And there's many of those, like four resolutions.
Okay, non-agenda items from the council.
Just one other little thing in passing. It's interesting that we had the off-year election. Remember the statistical data that I gave you on the off-year? I was within 1%. You can't get much closer than that. The median was 23%. It came in at 22%.
Mm-hmm. They said it was pretty low. Okay. Good of the order. Check copies and claims in excess of $500 are in your packet. Announcements, we have the Park Board on June 10th at 4 at City Hall. Friends of the Winston Library, June 11th at 11 at the Winston Library. Economic Development, June 11th at noon with City Hall and Mr. is going to attend. Planning Commission, June 11th at 7 p.m. at City Hall. And our next City Council meeting will be June 16th at 7 right here. Is there an executive session needed?
Not at all, Your Honor.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, meeting adjourned, 7:58.
Have a wonderful evening and a great week.